Don't sit and wait. Don't sit and dream. Put on a smile. Go find a scene. I'm sure you'd meet someone who would really love you. Don't sit and hope. Don't sit and pine. If you've been hurt, make up your mind. I'm sure you'd find someone who would really love you. I don't know why you sit around. I only know if love is gone. Don't sit alone with your pride. To whom this may concern to say, don't wait for love to come your way. Don't waste your time. Make up your mind and make it happen. I don't know why you sit around. Da, 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 da. I only know if love is gone. Don't sit alone with your pride. Listen to me, and you would see just how fine your romance could be. I don't know why you sit around. I only know if love is gone. Don't sit alone with your pride. Listen to me, and you'd see just how fine your romance could be.
This is Sebastian, and you're listening to Whom It May Concern on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Welcome back. I guess I was here last week. It's been kind of all over the place this semester, but going strong with two shows, and we're just going to continue kind of what we've been doing, and I've got another album for this week. The album I've just selected for this week is a jazz album. It's by Grant Green. He's a guitarist, jazz guitarist. He's great. And the motivation for this was I was in New York last night, and I was at the Smalls Jazz Club in Manhattan, like close to Washington Square Park. It's like a really cool jazz club, and I saw some live jazz there last night, and I took the train home this morning, and that really inspired me to play a jazz record today. And honestly, I've just been kind of having a jazz resurgence recently. I feel like fall brings out a certain, I really enjoy listening to jazz in the fall, especially just like cool jazz. So I felt like this album felt pretty fitting. I do plan to have some guests on. They're not here yet, but I think they'll be around to have a chat midway through as we take a little bit of a intermission. I don't really have a whole lot to say about this album other than it's just like really great and super all around, like really chill. So I guess we'll just get right into it, and I hope you enjoy. This is Green Street by Grant Green, from released in 1961. Here we go.
Thank you.
That was Grant Green with Grant's Dimensions, and you're listening to Green Street, an album from 1961 by Grant Green. And I've also got my guest Ezra here with us. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yo, it's Ezra here. Just wanted to shout out Seb for inviting me on. Seb also introduced me to Grant Green, actually.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you did, bro.
Wait, when was this?
Dude, I feel like this might have been freshman year sometime. Like early freshman.
I believe it, yeah.
Early freshman year, bro, but I liked him so much that I went out and I bought myself, oh yeah, Blue and Green. I bought myself Blue and Green, and I spin that record pretty often, dude. It's
Wait, was it? It's the blue one?
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
Oh, Idle Moments.
Blue and Green. Idle Moments, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. I was torn between that one and this one.
Yeah, dude. But I'm really liking Green Street.
Yeah, I feel like, well, Idle Moments has got, like, some longer ones. Like, the title track is, like, 15 minutes long.
15 minutes
I feel like
long.
This, I mean, this one's got, and they're all, like, at least, like, 7 minutes, but I feel like it feels, like, a little more, like, digestible.
Yeah, absolutely,
know.
Man.
Yeah. But this is, I don't know, this, that last one, Grant's Dimensions, is one of my favorite, like, jazz guitar songs. It's really cool. It's a pretty simple form, I think. It's, like, I think it's just, like, a blues, but it's got, like, kind of a cool twist on it, because he's, like, I heard this and I really wanted to learn on guitar, and I noticed that he was playing like 13 chords. Like,
oh,
he's playing he's in those color
13
tones.
13 chords.
Yeah. Dominant 13.
Damn,
some
dude.
Some cool extensions.
That's fire.
But it's literally, it's just like a, basically he's kind of just playing around with this like chord shape as far as I know. It's just a cool little twist to a blues for me. It's just like, I don't know. I just think this album has a very good like, It's a little more upbeat too.
Yeah,
than Idle Moments. Idle Moments is very like ballads.
It's
like
so
slow,
so chill. Yeah.
This is more like, I guess, a little more swinging.
Yeah.
And I wanted to play something a little more like mid tempo, upbeat. Just because that's kind of what I was hearing last night when I was in New York. They were playing some cool stuff. They was like, I forget. It was they were called Quartet. Quartet. Quartets. I can't remember. I don't know. I don't remember the names of the guys who were playing, but they gave a shout out to this guy. I also forget his name, but he played with Miles and Elvin Jones, I think, or something like that. But he mentioned this guy, and no one knew his name, including me, and he was, like, not happy about that. But they played a bunch of really cool stuff, and maybe if we have time, we will place a song or two from some kind of like a selection of what we were hearing last night. But yeah, I mean, I don't know, this album is great. I don't really know a lot of, I usually have a lot of lore behind these albums, but I don't really know that much about this album. I
do
guess
you know
I
anything
could,
about
like,
the band?
That's actually what I was gonna look up right now. I have the Wikipedia pulled up. It's got Grant Green on the guitar, Ben Tucker on the bass, and Dave Bailey on the drums. I don't know any
I don't
of these,
know
guys.
These guys no
none of these cats
none of these cats
But, yeah, I don't know. I guess we can just keep it rolling. It is halfway through the show. So, if we want to get Mateo in here to do a PSA.
Mateo.
I hope he can hear us out there, but if not.
You want to do a PSA?
Yeah. We're momentarily going to get a PSA. Mateo is our PSA man for those who are, for our most loyal listeners. He was here at the beginning of the semester, and I hope this continues to be a tradition where he reads the PSAs. Yeah,
dude. Anyway, I want to talk about Idle Moments more because...
Yeah, sure, we can talk about Idle Moments.
Dude, my cousin and I had a really wonderful time this summer listening to that album together.
Yeah.
And he's a guitarist, and he was noticing how much space the artists give each other on the record.
Mm-hmm.
And also just how much of a recording genius Rudy Van Gelder was.
Yeah, I swear every single album, every single jazz album you listen to is like Rudy Van Gelder edition.
Bro, yeah, he was
like,
so cracked.
He's on all the jazz albums.
Yeah.
What exactly did he do?
Like, dude,
this one,
I don't
this
know.
This one's the Rudy Van Gelder
I
edition
I think that
also.
He just like, he was a like total whiz at recording and mastering. And like I have Idle Moments on vinyl, and it's like one of the best like vinyls I have just in terms of quality and
I feel like that would sound really good.
All
I
that
don't,
shit.
I think I also have it on vinyl actually at home.
Yeah.
It sounds great. Yeah. It's really something.
Oh, here we got Mateo.
All right, we got Mateo. to read a PSA. Want to say hello?
Is this mic on?
Yep, it's on.
Well, in Switzerland, they have this rule where you can only own two guinea pigs, not one. Because if you own one, you bring loneliness and despair onto it. Whereas with two, you can kind of give it some life, some jouissance, some reason to keep going. And I think that's my PSA for tonight. I have a lot of hamsters and guinea pigs in my life.
Wait, there was a guinea pig PSA.
And I just did the guinea pig PSA.
Oh, you did? Okay.
That's my guinea pig PSA.
Your guinea pig
PSA. As a former double guinea pig owner, I feel prepped and ready to speak on that.
Well, there is. It might not be in the Studio C PSA book, but there certainly is a guinea pig PSA. So this is just an addendum, I suppose.
This is an addendum, as I like to do, you know.
Yeah.
I'm all in favor of an addendum. And on the topic of koi, signing up to be an organ donor is one of the most generous things you can do, especially when you consider that a single donor can potentially save 8 lives. That's 8 people who won't have to spend agonizing months or years on the transplant waiting list, who will get a second chance. All because you agreed to donate some body parts you won't be able to take with you. Blank anyway. To become an organ donor, register through your state agency. Locate your state registry at the organ donor website at organdonordot.gov. Actually, dot gov. Designate your choice to be an organ donor on your driver's license. Done that, been there, done that. So everyone do that, and make sure you keep your guinea pigs in doubles.
Donate your organs Hendiatus and keep your guinea pigs in doubles. Stuff. Thanks, PSA Hendiatus. From Mateo on To Whom May Concern in WMFO.
Tune in for vocab next time.
Yeah, tune in. Anyways, we're just going to continue rolling with the album, and up next we have Green With Envy.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, and that concludes Green Street by Grant Green. That was Alone Together. And yeah, I mean, it's 9:53. We still got a little time left on our hands. But I guess probably enough time to play a song, maybe two songs. Yeah. And so I was thinking that I could play a song that the jazz band I covered last night played. They played a really cool John Coltrane song that I hadn't heard before called Central Park West, and they really killed it. So I'll just play that to close it off for the night before we hand it over to the next DJ. But as always, you've been listening to Whom It May Concern on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with another album, TBD. But I should have something good ready. So this is Central Park West by John Coltrane. Hope you enjoy and see you next week.